Hello and welcome. This file is called The Magic Cage. And after listening to this file, everyone you gave this trigger will be able to create the outline of a cage on the floor with anything they want to use, and put you in the cage and tell you the trigger, cage time, and you will be trapped inside the cage. For safety reasons, the strength of the cage is coupled to your trust to them. This part is repeated in the subliminal, so it can't be cut out. Now, if that's something you want to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a really nice and comfortable position where you can easily relax and let go. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, let it out, letting go, begin to relax, listening to my voice, and let's begin. Relax. We're only just beginning, and already you're following my voice, following my words, guiding your attention towards your breathing. And as you feel yourself breathing, imagine you are breathing an odorless anesthetic, breathing in the anesthetic with every breath in, relaxing deeper with every breath out. Maybe you feel it starting in your toes becoming so heavy, so numb, so relaxed, as anesthetic begins to melt all the tension in your body, melting every bit of tension inside of your body, relaxing you, the sensation flowing into your feet, making them heavy and warm, as you feel your fingers relaxing to the warm, heavy, numb feeling flowing from your fingers into your hands and up into your arms, making them so numb, so heavy, so warm. It slowly flows through your wrists into your lower arms, making them numb and relaxed, the anesthetic slowly paralyzing your body, making all of your muscles go loose and limp as sensation flows up through your legs, reaching your knees, all the muscles in your lower legs, ankles, feet and toes, so incredibly relaxed, so loose and limp, everything so warm and comfortable, relaxing you slowly more and more as a warm, numb feeling flows up your arms and through your elbows, relaxing you more and more, paralyzing your body more and more, so numb, so heavy, so comfortable, so incredibly relaxed, as the sensation is spreading further and further, up through your legs, up through your arms, moving into the center of your body, relaxing more and more of your body. And as the deep relaxation flows into your waist and shoulders, you just go deeper, letting go, relaxing more and more. The warmth and heaviness is flowing over your body, slowly into your lower back, into your stomach, relaxing all the muscles there, and down from your shoulders into your lungs, into your chest, into your neck, filling your whole torso with this warm, heavy relaxation, relaxing your body deeper and deeper, all the muscles just letting go, becoming completely loose and limp and relaxed, and the relaxation and heaviness are flowing up through your neck and throat, slowly entering your face, flowing over your cheeks, through your mouth and tongue, over your nose and ear, over your eyes, filling your entire head with this warm and heavy relaxation. Your whole body is growing so warm, so heavy, so numb and relaxed. And now I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And with each and every number, you can feel your body growing more and more numb, relaxing, letting go, the anesthetic numbing your body and paralyzing your muscles more and more, deeper and deeper with each number. 10, letting go, drifting down. 9, all your muscles letting go, relaxing. 8, your body is so warm, so heavy, so numb. 7, just a human-shaped mass of numb and heavy sensations. 6, all awareness of your body is replaced by this numb and heavy and warm sensation. 5, as anesthetic is paralyzing your entire body. 4, numbing it, relaxing it deeper and deeper. 3, just a heavy, numb mass, heavy and warm. 2, drifting deeper down. 1, so heavy, so warm, so paralyzed, letting go. 0, and by now, you might be already feeling the anesthetic numbing your mind as well, shutting down all the functions of your mind, shutting down your motor functions, shutting down all of your memories, shutting down all of your mental abilities, shutting down all of your senses, shutting down your entire mind. Your mind so numb, so heavy, so warm. My anesthetic invading your mind, shutting it down. And while that happens, you might feel the warm, heavy numbness that has replaced all awareness of your body, slowly melting away. My voice is flowing over your body and melting away all the numb, heavy sensations, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier as awareness of your body dissolves, as your body melts away so deeply and completely, becoming heavier and heavier with each and every second that passes, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier, where the numb heavy warmth was still humanoid shaped, it now just is a formless mass of heaviness, of warmth, of numbness. You lose all awareness over your body as your mind shuts down deeper, deeper, letting go of everything, letting go of all of your thoughts. Your mind is melting too. My anesthetic is melting your mind, melting your will, melting your resistance, melting everything. Your mind lost in white blankness, melting away. My words flowing over your mind like wind over the sea of your melted thoughts, shaping the only remaining currents of your thoughts as you become more and more blank, more and more empty, more and more mindless, more and more open, just following my words as you lose yourself deeper and deeper. My words melting everything, melting away all resistance, melting away your will, making you completely blank and mindless and thoughtless, following only my words deeper and deeper, and before your mind becomes completely paralyzed, I want you to use the last of your mental abilities to create a virtual you inside your mind. And even though you are in deep trance, and even though your mind is completely open, this virtual you inside your mind will appear awake just the same way like the you inside your dreams appears awake, even though you're so deep down and sleeping. Now I want you to create this virtual you. Even though it appears to be awake, it will be deep, deep in trance. It will be completely open and obedient. Its will melted away, but it will feel completely normal to you, just like you feel completely normal in a dream. That's right. Create this virtual you, and then I will count down from 10 to 0. And with each and every number, you're drawn further inside this virtual you, leaving your body behind and transferring all of your awareness inside this virtual you, inside your mind. Allow it to become as real as a dream is while you're dreaming. 10, going deeper, feeling yourself drawn inside. 9, as you let go and fade away. 8, fading away into this virtual you. 7, drawn into this virtual you. 6, forgetting that there's anything else but this virtual you. 5, being completely drawn inside. 4, the virtual you is wearing headphones, listening to my voice, listening to my words. 4, as you're completely pulled inside, drawn inside, drawn inside this virtual you. 3, deeper and deeper, leaving your body behind. 2, forgetting your body, letting go of your body. You know your body is safe, safe with my words. 1, as you're pulled inside, completely. 0, letting go. You're inside this virtual you, this virtual simulation, and on some level, you're still aware that your real physical body is out there, that my words flow through the mind of the physical body, forming and shaping your mind that's completely helpless and open to my words. Before you hear my words in this virtual you, but you're already remembering to forget, and forgetting to remember that there even is a lower level below you, and maybe multiple levels below that, and you're in multiple levels of virtualization, but you forget to remember and remember to forget, as this level becomes real. This level that allows you to act while you're in deep, deep trance, letting go deeper and deeper, focusing only on my voice, following my words. Your mind and your will is completely open, open and malleable, ready to be shaped by my words as you follow my words deeper down. As you let go. And now that you are so deep, so relaxed, just drifting along deep, peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, relaxing more and more, Now it's time to give you a wonderful new trigger, because from now on, whenever anyone you allow to use this trigger says a trigger word cage time for you and puts you inside a confined space that's marked on the floor, it will become impossible for you to leave this virtual cage. That's right. Before we begin, let's make sure that you will always be safe, because whenever it's cage time for you and you're in your cage and something unexpected happens, something that requires you to leave the cage because there's a danger to you or maybe to your reputation, you will instantly and automatically revert back to normal and you will be able to leave the cage. That's right, you will always be safe. Should anything unexpected happen, you will be able to leave the cage. And because you know that you will always be safe, and because you know you will be able to leave the cage if there's an emergency, it will become easier to accept the cage and make it impossible to leave the cage unless there is an emergency. That's right. Now that you know that you will always be safe, let's begin. Because from now on, whenever anyone you allowed to use this trigger creates a virtual cage on the floor and puts you inside the cage and tells you it's cage time, you will be unable to leave the cage until they tell you that you can leave the cage. That's right. The virtual cage can be made of anything you can imagine. Anything that can define the outline of the cage on the floor. It could be simply drawn on the floor with chalk or anything else. It could be a rope laying down on the floor. It could be marked with tape. It could even be things laying on the floor, creating the outline of the cage. Doesn't matter, because whenever anyone you allow to use this trigger creates a virtual cage on the floor, tells you what the cage is, and tells you that it's cage time, you will be trapped inside the cage. That's right. It will feel as if the outline of the cage extends upward as an invisible wall, and the closer you get towards the wall, the more it will push you back, like an invisible force field. The stronger you push against it, the stronger it will push back, and the closer you get to it, the stronger it will push you back, like magnets pushing against each other. It will push your body away from it. And you will also never be able to touch whatever makes up the cage. It will be impossible to reach it, because the closer you get, the stronger the force will become, pushing you aside, pushing you back. That's right. You will just be trapped inside the cage, trapped within the cage. And the more you try to escape, the stronger the cage will become. The more you try to push against the cage, the stronger the force field will become, pushing back against you. And it doesn't matter what they use to define the outline of the cage. It doesn't matter how big or small the cage is. As long as it's cage time for you, it will become impossible for you to leave the cage. That's right. The cage will just hold you back like an invisible force field, pushing back. The stronger you try to leave the cage, the stronger this force field will become, pushing you back, holding you inside the cage. That's right. And the cage is unbreakable for as long as it is cage time for you. You can only leave the cage when they say, leave the cage. That's right, but as long as it is cage time for you, Whenever they put you inside the cage and say cage time, it will be impossible to leave the cage. That's right. The cage will just hold you. Whatever you try to do to leave the cage, it will be impossible. The cage will just hold you safely and securely. And because this cage is a magic cage, and because I always want you to be safe, this cage, this force field, will be fed by your trust to them. That's right. The more you trust them, the stronger the cage will be. The more you trust them, the stronger you will feel the force field holding you back. So you will always be safe. If for any reason they abuse your trust, or they break your trust, or they don't have enough trust, and your subconscious mind always knows who to trust, the cage will just lose its power and you will be able to walk out. But as long as you trust them, the cage will be strong. The cage will hold you in. You will feel the force field holding you in. The more you trust them, the stronger the cage will become. The stronger the force field will become, holding you back. It will be impossible to leave the cage. It will be impossible to manipulate whatever makes up the outline of the cage. You will be trapped inside the cage, unless there's an emergency. But unless there's an emergency, you will be trapped safely and securely inside the cage. And only the person who told you it's cage time can open the cage by saying, leave your cage, or leave the cage. That's right. You will be trapped inside the cage. Whatever you try, whatever you do, you will be locked inside the cage. And now it's time to wake you back up. I will count up from 1 to 10, and with every number you will wake up more and more. 0, go a little bit deeper. Allow all my suggestions to sink deeper, deeper inside your mind. Become more and more effective. Take firm root inside of your mind. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, waking up more and more. 4, coming back even more. 5, becoming aware of your body. 6, aware of your surroundings. 7, your muscles build up tension again. Your blood pressure, your pulse, your breathing, everything normalizes. And 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely coming back. 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer while you stretch. Really coming back. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write a comment for this file. Thank you for listening and goodbye.